A little over a year from now, Ghana will be going to the polls to elect a president and members of parliament for another 4 years. To ensure that the elections are free, fair, transparent, and credible, our Electoral Commission, which has successfully organized elections, 3 elections, since the year 2000, has put in place the necessary measures to enable Ghanaians make their choices in a free atmosphere. Our democratic credentials stand tall, and we would not want anything to affect the standard that we have achieved. Mr. President, just as the United Nations and the rest of the international community kept an eye on our 2008 elections, I would like to invite you and all others to come and do the same in connection with the 2012 elections. We want to make sure that people are given the right to vote and choose their own leaders instead of having leaders imposed on them, or instead of having leaders come in through unauthorized means. I would want to reaffirm Ghana's total commitment to the aims, objectives, and ideals of the United Nations. But I would also want to advocate the mastering of the necessary political will by all member states to ensure that the UN functions more effectively.
President Mills reaffirmed Ghana's commitment to the aims and objectives of the UN. The country therefore remains committed to the reforms at the UN.
I would want to reaffirm Ghana's total commitment to the aims, objectives, and ideals of the United Nations. But I would also want to advocate the mastering of the necessary political will by all member states to ensure that the UN functions more effectively.
President John Evans Atta Mills addressing the UN General Assembly.